Hello, we welcome those watching this presentation of St. Lucie Mets Baseball on the Bally Live app, the new live video broadcast home of minor league baseball. If you aren't watching on Bally Live, download the free app today. You are looking at beautiful Clover Park in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Site tonight's Florida State League ball game between the homestanding St. Lucie Mets and the visiting Palm Beach Cardinals, who are the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Game two of a six-game series, with first pitch scheduled to come up at 6:10. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast booth. I'm Adam McDonald, joined by John DeStefano. Game two out of six between the Cardinals and the Mets, and game two of a 12-game homestand for the Mets. And, John, Mets looking to get back on track. They're currently on a six-game losing skid after losing 5 in Daytona and the opener last night to the Cardinals.
Yeah, and what a really tough skid that's been. But really the problem for the Mets is they haven't been able to put any runs on starting pitching. In fact, they've only scored a run against the starter in three of their last seven games. It makes baseball a lot harder to play when you fall behind, so they'll make it a lot easier on themselves in the later innings if they can stay in front tonight.
Yeah, Mets down 7-0 early last night, put together a nice rally, ended up losing 8-6 as Palm Beach increased its division lead. We'll take a short break here on the St. Lucie Mets pregame show. When we come back to the ballpark, we will have the starting pitching matchup, and also we'll look around the Florida State League with the standings and games around the league tonight. That's all coming up next on Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Here, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
St. Lucie Mets pregame show rolls on as we get closer to first pitch on this overcast Wednesday night. Teams are going to be battling each other and maybe the elements. There is a chance of rain, actually a good chance of rain, as the evening progresses. But before that, let's get to a look around the Florida State Leagues and the standings. Palm Beach enters the day with the first place record in the FSL East. The Cardinals have won 11 of 14. They are 21-13, maintaining a two-game lead over Jupiter, which also won last night. Jupiter snapped Daytona's five-game winning streak, so Daytona drops to 7 back, and the Mets at 8-26, the worst record in minor league baseball. Over in the West Division, Clearwater won earlier today against Bradenton to improve to 26-9, 5.5 games up on second place Fort Myers. Bradenton, that was a big series for the Marauders against Clearwater, but have lost the first two. Dunedin in fourth. Lakeland has slid to fifth at 13-21, and Tampa in last place at 12-22. Other games around the Florida State League and the Mets organization today. Well, Bradenton and Clearwater had a fight to the finish. Bradenton tied in the ninth, but Clearwater walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth. The Threshers won 5-4. Daytona and Jupiter coming up at 6:30. Jupiter leads that series 1-0. Fort Myers is at Lakeland at 6:30, and Dunedin at Tampa at 6:30. Brooklyn Cyclones won earlier today, 7-2 in high A Mets action. Binghamton will look for a three-game winning streak as it takes on New Hampshire at 6:35. Syracuse is at Norfolk in AAA baseball, and the New York Mets are hosting the Tampa Bay Rays. That first pitch is at 7:10. Now we look at today's starting pitching matchup for the Mets. They're trying to get Javier Atencio on track. Atencio, a talented young lefty, but has taken a loss in five of the six games he's appeared in. He has a 10-flat ERA, and he will be opposed by Hunter Hayes, who is the Cardinals' 16th-round pick last year out of Pacific.
Yeah, and when you look at Javier Atencio, Adam, if you just look at his 0-5 record, it's really easy to get down on him, but he's a much, much better pitcher than he's shown lately. If you go back to last season, he actually had a stretch of six straight appearances with just one earned run combined, and he was a crucial arm during the playoffs last year, which, of course, ended in a championship. He's still a very young pitcher, just 21 years old, with a lot of upside. The key is going to be throwing strikes. When he's ahead in the count, his ERA is a ridiculous 0.71. But when we see what can happen when he falls behind, and things tend to snowball from there. When he does fall behind, he really needs to battle, because right now the runs tend to balloon on him when he doesn't have the upper hand. There's still a lot to like about his movement and his velocity, and there's a lot of time left for Javier to prove that he belongs here and possibly at the next level.
You're right, John. The performance this year isn't there, but the track record is. He was a key member of that 2022 championship squad. He actually beat the Palm Beach Cardinals in Game 1 of the FSL East Division Championship Series last year. Came on in relief of Blade Tidwell, pitched 2 1/3 innings, giving up just one solo home run, and he got the win. So maybe facing the Redbirds will get him back on track, although it will be a tough task against a very good lineup. Atencio and the rest of the Mets are taking the field, which means the national anthem is upon us. And for that, we'll send it to public address announcer Evan Nye. And with that, we're getting closer to go time for the Mets and the Cardinals. Game 2 of a 6-game series, the second of 24 games these two teams are going to play this season. Good overhead view of Clover Park. Did look like a high percent chance of rain right around first pitch. Great call by all parties involved to start this game on time. Worst of the weather pregame has missed us. We are good to start this game on time. It'll be more of a challenge to make it through all nine innings unscathed, though. Well, Javier Atencio on the mound for the Mets, appearing in his seventh game this season. This will be his fifth start. He's 0-5 with the 10 ERA. 18 innings, 17 hits, a 2.17 whip. Last time we saw Atencio was at Daytona, giving up 5 hits and 4 runs in 2 2/3. But prior to that, he had a decent start here at Clover Park when a season-high 5 innings in a loss to Jupiter on May 5th. As for the lineup that Atencio will be facing off against, it is currently second best in the league, only behind the Clearwater Threshers. The Cardinals, Chris Rotondo, Alex Idesurnia, RJ Yeager, Michael Curiali, Leonardo Bernal, that's the same five at the top as yesterday. Juan Bencho gets the start in right. Darlene Moketu homered yesterday, bat seventh. Lisandro Espinoza eighth, and Brandon Hernandez gets his first start of the series, hitting ninth. And there's a look at Gary Kendall managing the Cardinals this year. Doing a nice job, has his team in first place. We are ready for first pitch. Chad Lagana, home plate umpire, signals to Atencio to start us off. First pitch is on the way. It's taken for ball one, and we are underway. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. First pitch, 6-11, it's 84 degrees. Second pitch from Atencio, too high, 2-0. We do have the automated ball strike system calling every pitch tonight, ABS, in all of its glory. They're either in the strike zone or out. There's ball 3-low on Chris Rotondo. Rotondo, go ahead.
John. So far, the first three pitches out of the strike zone for Atencio. Going to have to battle back in this at-bat and future at-bats, as we talked about pregame.
Whoa, all the way to the backstop. That is a four-pitch walk. So that's the exact same way the game started yesterday, Rotondo taking a free pass. Of course, yesterday, in the blink of an eye, it was 7-0 Cardinals. Mets eventually got it to 7-6, but as we discussed yesterday in the broadcast, John, can't really fall behind by 7 runs and expect to win, certainly not against a team like Palm Beach. So Tencio's going to have to limit the damage early. Now fakes Alex Idesurnia, who had a crucial 2-run homer yesterday. And he takes first pitch strike. In the background, across the street, South County Stadium, high school football field and soccer field, just the Thorgard rang 3 times, which means the weather is all clear. No lightning within 10 miles. That's good news, as Atencio misses inside 1-1.
Always good news when we're granted a reprieve from the rain here in sunny South Florida. It is officially the wet season, so we'll have to take what the weather can give us.
1-1 pitch is outside, 2-1. It was 96 degrees here at Clover Park at around 5 o'clock. And it's dropped to 84. It usually means rain is in the area, and it is, but we're dry for the moment. 2-1 pitch, look out. Idesurnia nearly gets clipped. 3 balls and a strike. It's 8 pitches in this game for Atencio. He's only throwing 1 in the zone. Swing and a miss. Fastball 89. In his last home start, Atencio was mostly changeups, over 50% of the time changeups, fastballs, and the occasional curve. Those are the 3 pitches we'll see tonight. Before the 3-2, he'll lob one over to first. Checking on our Rotondo. Rotondo not running, pitches knocked up the middle for a base hit. Idesurnia, the sharp single into center field, and the first two have reached for the Cardinals in the top of the first.
Well, this isn't an unfamiliar spot for Atencio. He's found himself with a couple of runners on. But just like we talked about pregame, these are the important spots for him. When he does fall behind in the count, when he does have runners on, these are the big spots he needs to make his pitches.
Saw in the replay, threw it in the strike zone. That's certainly important. Make the batter beat you, and Idesurnia did. Now RJ Yeager next. Yeager takes one in the zone for a strike.
Tencio probably familiar with these batters he's faced. A good portion of the Palm Beach lineup was also on the team last season in the playoffs.
0-1 pitch. Good curveball. Best pitch of the night so far. It's nothing in two. Well, Yeager had a big game yesterday. He went 3-for-4. Had that crucial triple in the ninth where he scored on the same hit on a fielding error. 0-2. He lays off the curve. ZB Lobos approved of the pitch. Yeah, Yeager just having a big season. 1,000 OPS this deep in. He's playing in his 34th game. And you don't have 1,000 OPS in 33 games if you're just lucky. He's good. He fouls this one away. I mean, 1,000 OPS in 33 games. That's something.
Very, very impressive. RJ Yeager, one of the finest hitters in the league right now.
He's got 4 homers, 3 triples, 11 doubles, 26 driven in. Cardinals have set him up again. 1-2, and he fouls another one back. Fastball at 91.
A couple of nice cuts from Yeager, taking the best Javier can offer him. Pitches over the plate. He's able to hack away and keep himself in the at-bat.
Change up too high. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Tondo drew a walk. Ida Cernia hit a 3-2 pitch up the middle for a single. Yesterday's starter for the Mets, Felipe De La Cruz, had a 30-pitch first inning. Tencio is about to throw a 17th. Hasn't gotten an out yet. And doesn't get one here. It bounces away from Villalobos. And an easy advance on the bases for Rotondo to third and Ida Cernia to second. That's a wild pitch all the way. Atencio, if he doesn't start getting an out quickly, he might not make it through this inning. It's 3-2 on Yeager. Reimer comes in at third, the 3-2 pitch. Called third strike. He got it in there. Right at the top of the zone. Here's another look. ABS had this as a strike, so you know it's correct. I mean, barely.
Just a terrific recovery pitch there from Atencio. On a full count with two men on, able to sneak one in on the upper half of the zone.
One of the best, most dangerous hitters in the league. Curveball works. Now a comebacker over his head. Viva Sensi will field this. He'll throw out Curiali, who's also a tough out this year. Just like that, back-to-back pitches. Tencio has two outs. Run does score. Palm Beach grabs the early lead. The Mets will trade that run for the out in the early stages.
Yeah, with runners already advancing to second and third, Mets gladly will trade that run for an out. Now they're just one away from getting out of this inning with just one run allowed.
Leonardo Bernal is up. As Ida Cernia did go to third, and Bernal will pull one foul past Ida Cernia. In that last play, Mets defense playing back for the sure out. The right move this early on as Bernal takes a pitch in the dirt. Bernal, he's the highest rated player on this Palm Beach team. He's the number 10 St. Louis Cardinals prospect, just 19 years old out of Panama. I really like his effort defensively trying to learn how to catch. As this pitch misses low, of course, Cardinals for almost 2 decades had one of the best defensive catchers of all time, trying to raise up another through their vaunted organization and system. Misses in a fastball, 3-1. Bernal yesterday went quiet 1-for-5, but he did have a RBI single in the first inning. 3-1 pitch, and that's hooked just foul. Blasted right into the ground, but a foul, strike two, and the count's full. Just like yesterday, a long, laboring top of the first inning for the Mets starter. And a chance to get out of it with the score reasonable. Tencio's 3-2, and that's going to be blooped into center field for an RBI hit. Bernal, two-strike, two-out hit, brings home Ida Cernia, and it's 2-0 Palm Beach in the first.
Yep, Javier went back to the changeup there. Ida Cernia able to wait on it and stroke it up into center field, and now it's 2-0 Cardinals.
Again, he threw it in the strike zone, plenty in the strike zone, just above the belt. And Dan McKinney will make an early mound visit. No frustration there for Atencio John as he got the strikeout on the pretty pitch, the ground out the very next pitch, and he just fell behind another hitter, had to throw a strike, and these Cardinals hitters are going to make him pay for that most of the time.
Yeah, this is a really tough lineup, as you mentioned. Of course, the first place right now in the FSL East, and they're on a tear right now, 8 wins out of their last 10 games. This is a very hot batting lineup, and they are a very tough out 1-9.
John, you had the great stat in the pregame show, and for those who missed it, what was the ERA for Atencio when he was ahead in the counts?
When he's ahead in the count, it's a ridiculously low 0.71, but when he falls behind, it balloons all the way up past 5.08. So the difference there is stark.
And he's fallen behind nearly every batter, only Curiale who swung at the first pitch and made it out. So the mound visit is over. Juan Ben Cho will come to the plate. This is his first at-bat of the series. He did not start yesterday. First pitch under his arms for ball one. Ball two, a fastball 89. Cho listed as the number 21 St. Louis Cardinals prospect. Scouting report says he could have been selected in the 2021 KBO draft in his native South Korea, but instead he moved to Georgia, where he impressed the scouts and signed as part of St. Louis's international crop in 2022. 2-0 pitch, too high, 3 balls and no strikes. Another batter, Atencio, has fallen way behind. He's throwing 15 balls and 12 strikes this inning. Ball four, that's the second four-pitch walk of this inning. And it drags on. Bernal up to second, looking down in the dugout and seeing if Gilbert Gomez will make a move. Doesn't look like it. With the pitch count nearing 30, this might be the last call for Atencio as he faces Darlene Moquette. Palm Beach sent 7 batters to the plate in the first inning yesterday, jumped out to a 2-0 lead. They're up 2-0 here, and it's the 7th batter. First pitch to Moquette, takes one inside. That's 5 in a row that have missed. Moquette yesterday, a home run that was out in the blink of an eye. A solo home run in the 3rd inning that made it 6-0 at the time. 1-0, high, 2-0, and Atencio just, he's lost his release point. Just got to try to find it. One good pitch to get out of this inning.
Yeah, really struggling right now. Still putting forth a lot of effort, but just unable to find the strike zone at the moment.
2-0 pitch. That'll miss for ball three. Ball four. Back-to-back. 4-pitch walks, 3 4-pitch walks in the inning. The bases are loaded And Gilbert Gomez looks like he's coming off the top step. Just not working for Javier Atencio right now. Just no way to put it. No other way to put it. Extremely successful last year. It's not been a good 2022. He can't even make it out of the first inning today. So, it's going to be a very long night for the Mets bullpen. We'll see who comes on to complete the top of the first when we return on the other side of the break. You're watching the Mets on Bally Live.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Joey Lancelotti is the new pitcher for the Mets. Bad first inning for the Mets, but they're still right in this. Lancelotti has the bases loaded. And it's Lisandro Espinoza. Nowhere to put him. Big sequence early in this game. And it's a pitch to the backstop. Going to take a friendly bounce. The pitch home, not going to be in time. Bernal scores, and it's 3-0. First pitch, wild pitch, brings in the third run of the inning. And the other two base runners move up as well. John, you'd have to just wonder about, you know, the mindset of a reliever coming in the first inning with the bases loaded. Certainly not expecting to have to do that.
Yeah, it's going to have to play mind games in the head of Lancelotti. Very difficult to come in, face that kind of pressure.
He's swinging a miss on a high fastball, and it's one and one. On Espinoza. Espinoza yesterday went 0 for 3 with two strikeouts and a walk, moving down one spot in the order. Swings and misses at the second pitch. Those are two very well placed fastballs by Lancelotti after the wild pitch. This is down and away at 94. Lancelotti, this will be his ninth relief appearance. No wins or losses, a 4.73 ERA. Two-two is outside. Lancelotti should be relatively fresh. He only appeared in one game in Daytona, the 11th. Tough outing, five hits and three runs in an inning and two-thirds, three walks. Now a payoff pitch, and that one's going to be hit high in the sky to shallow part of right. Kevin Villavicencio makes the catch, and a long top of the first is finally extinguished. It featured two runs, two hits, three walks, no errors, and two left on. Mets will finally come to the plate for the first time tonight when we return on Bally Live.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
It'll be Wilfredo Lara to lead it off for the Mets, as Hunter Hayes will emerge into your screen momentarily, taking the ball for his seventh game of the season. He had to wait a long time. That was an 18-minute top of the first. Let's see how he reacts. He throws strike one knee-high to Wilfredo Lara. Lara, then Dominguez, then Jett Williams for the Mets in the top of the first. Same top three as yesterday. It's actually the same first five, six for the Mets. Bouncing ball up the middle, and Lara's got a base hit to lead things off for St. Lucie.
Just as he's done the last 13 games he's played, Wilfredo Lara looking very much the part out there. He's been absolutely terrific in limited action this season. Already has four home runs in now 14 games.
Three doubles and 12 RBI, too. Carlos Dominguez next. Good to have a healthy Carlos back in the lineup. He takes the ball low. The Mets offense, by and large, struggled mightily in Daytona. He comes back, and even though he went 1-for-5 last night, John, the Mets put up a 6 spot.
No, but once again, he was a key part of the scoring. And Mets super happy to have Carlos Dominguez back in the lineup, trying to inject some power into one that has been very lackluster this season.
Yeah, you know, the Mets lineup, I know it's the last-ranked offense in the league, but all of a sudden, Lara's coming on hot the last 2 weeks from the complex side. Dominguez is back. Jett Williams is going to shake off the rust as this pitch misses in. You got Yarel Martinez on the the 10-game hitting streak, unfortunately ended on Sunday night, but he's still rounding into form. So this is an offense over the next few weeks which could round into form and hopefully jumpstart a nice little run as Dominguez takes a 3-0 pitch for a strike.
And you can already see the improvement over just a couple of weeks ago. Of course, the Daytona series that could have been a split, they were so close in that last game. But they fared much better in their second series than they did in their first against Daytona.
Dominguez draws a walk, and the first two Mets have reached. Maybe the 18-minute pause has some ill effects on Hunter Hayes. Well, Max Ragic, one of the top pitchers in the league, was the starter for Palm Beach yesterday, and he had a 9-pitch bottom of the first after his offense gave him the 2 runs of support. Hayes, though, he's not as dynamic, at least not statistically, as Ragic. This pitch misses low. Hayes from Citrus Heights, California, 16th round pick last year out of Pacific University. He had a bad outing last week at home against Jupiter. Ball two. Technically, it was a road start, but in his home ballpark. 3 innings, 8 hits, and 5 runs against the Hammerheads. Jett Williams knows a thing or two about taking a walk, and he's in a 2-0 count.
Hayes trying to be careful here to Jet Williams early, but that's a very difficult task.
Well, he challenged him, and Jet hits a stinger caught in left field by Ida Cernia. I don't think you could hit it any better if you're Jet Williams. Ida Cernia playing deep. He's right there to make the catch. This is an absolute bullet.
It's just another one of Jet Williams' many tough outs this season. He frequently barrels the ball, but just a bit unlucky there as he hit it directly to Ida Cernia.
Wait until the stats portal updates and bring you the exit velo on that. And I guess it's over the hard hit margin at 95 miles per hour. Reimer takes a curveball. Reimer had a difficult day yesterday. Ran out an infield hit in the ninth, but 1-for-5. Ducks on the pond for him, and he dribbles it foul.
Reimer batting in the cleanup spot today. The spot I feel he belongs best in. Has a good amount of power, good eye at the plate, and good discipline with the bat.
Hayes' pitch, check swing. Did he go? On appeal, Shea Graham said no. The Jet Williams lineout, get this, 105 mile per hour exit velocity.
Sometimes baseball just isn't fair, Adam.
It is not. Home runs that are hit less than that. 2-1 on Reimer. And Reimer bloops one into shallow left. Ida Cernia will make the catch. No advancement on the bases. Thought that looked like it was shallow left. He muscled it pretty deep out there. After the first two have reached, the next two go down. And Junior Tillian come up. Tillian 0-for-5 yesterday, unlike him. Struck out as the tying run to end the game.
Yeah, really tough ninth inning, top and bottom for Junior Tillian. Of course, that ball that got by him ended up scoring another run and adding to the Cardinals' lead to make it 8-6, one that the Mets could not recover from in the bottom of the inning.
This pitch is a ball low. Yeah, Tillian, a major contributor last year, basically from May all the way through the very end. The Mets need him to raise his level of game, help those guys around him that don't have as much experience. It's been a spotty start to the season for him. But he flies this ball deep center field. Rotundo going back, still going, makes the catch. You're right, John. Baseball's a tough game. Two very well-struck balls in the inning by Williams and Tillian go for naught. And the Mets strand the first two after they are on base with nobody out. You go to the second, still 3-0 Cardinals.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Adam McDonald, John DeStefano back with you on a overcast, mostly cloudy night in Port St. Lucie. Joey Lancelotti gets a clean slate. He'll face Brandon Hernandez to open the top of the second, so it takes us nearly 30 minutes to play the first inning. Right now we're in a nice little pocket of clear weather as Hernandez grounds this one deep to first. Martinez waits on it, pitches it off to Lancelotti, and that was a closer play than maybe it needed to be. But the Mets do retire the leadoff.
Yeah, very deliberate play behind the bag there by Martinez, but does a good job, doesn't get excited, takes his time, and makes a soft toss and an easy one for Lancelotti to handle.
Who's running the bases, too, against a center fielder like Rotunda, who's up now. Maybe you got to go faster as Lancelotti misses. There was some question. I'd say, John, around 5 o'clock, the weather did not look good here. The future forecast did not look promising. But all parties involved decided to start on time. Clearly the right move. Now we're in this nice bubble. But at 7:30, 8 o'clock, we might be in for some wet stuff.
Yeah, our faith has been rewarded so far, but we will see if the weather has any other ideas as we get later into the night.
2-0 pitch to Rotundo is hit high and deep to right. Dominguez on the run, on the track, jumps up, and he can't make the play. Hits off the wall. Rotundo speeding around towards third. He will reach safely standing up as Villavicencio just jogs it back in. A one-out wall ball triple for Chris Rotundo. That was almost a great catch by Dominguez in deep right. He's probably upset that he did not come down with it.
Yeah, Dominguez did just about all he could to get after this ball. You can see him using his right hand to try and feel the wall back there as he leapt to make the catch, but unable to do so, and tough to blame him. Really a very difficult catch as that ball was absolutely crushed off the wall.
You probably can't see it right now as this ball's ripped to deep right by Idesterny, but foul. The flags have shifted to blowing straight out to right. So it looked like maybe a ball that was playable somewhere on the track. The extra breeze pushes it out of range. Mets outfielder is also now playing extremely deep. So Palm Beach do the same in the bottom of the first. Mets infield is in. As Idesterny fouls one to the stands. Reminder, fans, to join us on the Bally Live Crowd Zone. Chat with us throughout the game if you have questions, comments, concerns. We'd like to hear them. We've also posted the first trivia question of the night. It's the same trivia question from last night's eighth inning, which we never got around to. Keep that posted until about the fourth inning. 0-2 curveball. Lancelotti, did he get the strikeout? No. Idesterny checked his swing.
Yeah, that's right, fans. We do have that last night's trivia question back up. We're going to give you three tonight. Don't want to shortchange you on trivia questions. We'll give you a chance at last night's.
Another foul. I like the three per game. And I like the first inning, fourth inning, seventh inning concept. So the question was, what was the name of the original St. Lucie mascot from 05 to 2013 before Clutch the Big Blue Dog took over? Lancelotti's 1-2 pitch, and that's going to be inside for ball two. Fetch, sunshine, slider, or Doug? That got me again. When Philip put Doug in the... Yeah, Philip's got a mouthful of chicken fingers. He's laughing like a hyena behind us. It's not Doug. I wish it was Doug, as this ball is fouled away. So now you got a 1-3 chance.
I will say, the only reason I got this one right is because I actually looked up this answer last season when I first met Clutch.
Lancelotti, the 2-2 pitch, back foot breaking ball, kicked around by Villalobos, but he finds it. So you met Clutch last year. Now, I've had to wear the Clutch mascot before. It's been a few years, but haven't had to do that recently. Yeah, this body no longer fits in a...
Wouldn't want to wear it on a day like today either. Too hot and humid for that.
No. So, yeah, there's your trivia question. Who was Clutch before Clutch? By the way, we sent the mascot before Clutch up to Kingsport. And Kingsport was still around. So he lived on, the old mascot. You got a few innings to answer that. 3-2 coming to Ida Cernia, and he will foul back another. Ida Cernia, a single and a run in the first, fouling up his homer yesterday. 3-2 pitch, strike three, right in there. Key strikeout for Lancelotti. That keeps that Rotundo triple at third base. He's got a chance to get out of this inning, putting up a zero as he faces Jaeger, who struck out looking in the first from that great curveball from Atencio. First pitch, fouled off the end of the bat. A peanut gallery down there at the ground screw. Bobby Dodd didn't like the boot shot. Too bad for him. There will be more. 0-1 pitch is lined towards Jett. He stabs it, sets his feet. Good throw, good stretch by Martinez. Jaeger is out, and the one-out triple is stranded. Good job by Lancelotti. Here's another look at the play. Great job by Bobby Dodd in the ground screw. It's a true hop to Jett Williams. Going to the bottom of the second, 3-0 Cardinals.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
All clear at Clover Park for the moment. It will be Martinez, Oda, and DiVincenzo batting in the bottom of the second against Hunter Hayes. Hayes looked like he was in trouble in the first, the leadoff single and the walk, but got the next three out. Well, that might be deceiving because two of those were well-struck balls. Let's keep putting those swings together. The hits will fall as Martinez takes the ball low. Martinez 0 for 4 yesterday with a couple of strikeouts as he fouls one back. Again, worth noting, he started the season 0 for 21 before ripping off that 10-game hit streak. He has settled in nicely. Still very raw. 1-1 pitch is pulled foul. Ooh. Yuki De La Cruz. That's tough. The no glove. Those look harmless from the high home camera, but when you're down there, those balls come at you with all the spin. Not easy to bare hand. Pop up, shallow center, left center, caught by Espinoza backpedaling. One gone.
Of course, anyone who does think those sharply hit liners and foul territory are easy in field, I invite you to go stand out there and try a hand at it.
You know what's amazing, John? I know you're down there in the third base box often doing camera work. I've been down there before. The speed of the game, field level, really gives you a new appreciation for how tough it is out there. The decisions they have to make as fast as everything's moving. Not an easy game. Much easier to call and talk about up here than it is to play down there.
And that's why they pay us the big bucks, Adam, to sit up here in the comfy seats.
That's why the guys on the field get paid the big bucks. And not many can do it. 2-0 pitch to Oda as he takes the ball high. Oda, again, his St. Lucie career in that doubleheader, final game of the final day of the series against Jupiter, last time we were here. Scuffled, picked it up at the end of the Daytona series. Waits on the 3-0 pitch, and he will take his 4-pitch walk. So the Mets have a one-out base runner for Kevin Villavicencio. He's also off yesterday, so should be refreshed.
And for the second straight inning, the Mets have a base runner on. Had trouble getting men in and stranded a lot of runners this season. They're going to have to start turning them into runs.
Pitch is outside, and Bernal will go out for a visit. I believe there have been now 5 4-pitch walks in this game, 3 by Atencio and now 2 by Oda. We also watched Dominguez work 2 by Hayes, who walked Oda and Dominguez on 4 straight. And if you're just tuning in, Javier Atencio gave up 3 runs in the first inning and did make it out of the inning. 2/3, 2 hits, 3 runs, 3 walks, a strikeout. That third run scored on Lancelotti's wild pitch, but charged to Atencio. So a long day ahead for the Mets bullpen. Pitched from Hayes is foul tipped for a strike. It's 1-1. Oda got some good speed, not running. Pitch is grounded out to second. Hernandez throws to Espinoza, throw to first. Double play. That was turned awfully fast. Very impressive work by Hernandez and Espinoza. Here's a second look. Got to go fast to get Villavicencio. Look at Espinoza flying over second. Strong throw, and that will get Hayes out of the inning. Go to the third. It's 3-0 Palm Beach.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The Police Department is going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets, and make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Michael Curiale, only saw him for one pitch. First time up, RBI ground out, takes a breaking ball from Lancelotti low. Curiale with the RBI. This is 25th of the season as this pitch misses low. Curiale is essentially the top player in the league at the moment. The 1.096 OPS, that's laughable this deep into the season as he takes a strike. Yesterday, Curiale lived up to the billing. 2 for 5, added to his league lead with a double in the first inning. And he slices this one to right, and that's going to drop. Fair. He wasn't really running, but now he'll bust it up to second base and stop with the double. He's eyeballing it the whole way, and it fell in. Now Curiali with his 15th double of the season. This game number 34, nearly a double every other time out. And the Cardinals are in business again in the third.
Yeah, nice swing and a nice hit there by Curiali. You hate to see him not sprinting out of the box. He actually could have had a chance at a triple if he was hustling. But either way, the Cardinals will take it with a man on second and nobody out.
Bernal back up. He looped in an RBI hit and scored in the first. Lancelotti's pitch is a changeup for a strike. Yeah, you know, usually, at least up here in the broadcast booth, John, you can rely a lot of times on the hitter's reaction on a ball hit down the line, whether it's going to be fair or foul. But off the bat, it looked fair, but his reaction told a different story. Bernal lifts one high and in foul ground, and no one can get there. It's into no man's land. I think Lara would have had the best chance, but Reimer was actually closer. It's a light breeze at the moment. Shifting out to center field. Did not affect that ball very much. Grounded to Williams. He waits on it, takes a high bounce, snatches it, throws to first, and Bernal is retired. Curiali on the high bounce to short, makes his way down to third.
Another good play there by Jet Williams. Further we get along in this season, and the further away we get from those yips he had just a couple of weeks ago, now starting to become that fielder that he was expected to be.
Now the high throw, hopefully a thing of the past. This ball is smoked just out of the reach of Vivasencio by Cho, and that will drive in the fourth run of the night for the Cardinals. An absolute rip shot by Juan Bin Cho.
This ball just crushed into right field. I'm not convinced it didn't take a glance off Kevin Villavicencio's glove as it whizzed by, but I don't know if anyone would have been capable of snagging that one.
Well, he was drawn in. The ball was on him in a hurry. Pickoff throw. Got him. Cho caught stealing or picked off by Lancelotti. Quick move by Joey.
Yeah, terrific move and a surprise move. The first one he's made today. And brilliant timing as he's able to turn and make a nice throw to first.
So Cho is erased. That's the second out of the inning. Base is clear, and Moquette waits on his first pitch and takes it for a strike. That's the second game in a row the Mets have picked off a runner at first. Breaking ball swung on a missed. It's nothing and two. Okay, the exit velocity on the Cho single, 111. That wow is impressive. That's, and we're talking Aaron Judge territory with a hit like that.
Absolute laser in the right field.
Moquette dribbles one foul left side. Stays alive. What do we have Jets line out at? 105. Now Cho 111. There's some screamers off the bat tonight. 0-2 pitch outside. Moquette drew a walk in the first. And was left on second base. Breaking ball, missed. Villalobos tried to sell it to the computer, but the computer doesn't understand those things. Two-two pitch, grounded. Reimer with the dive. Got some piece, but cannot stop it. It's a hit for Moquette.
See once again what a game of inches it is. Just like the ball that whizzed by Vicencio, this one just gets by a diving Jacob Reimer. Again, it would have been a difficult play for anyone. put Reimer so, ever so close to getting the Mets out of the inning.
First pitch to Espinoza is up high for ball one. And that pickoff starts to become more important after a hit like that, as opposed to first and second, one out, just runner at first, two outs. Lancelotti much easier to deal with this situation. A poke to shallow center. DeVincenzo puts it away. That retires Espinoza and the side in the third. The Cardinals cash in on Curiali's leadoff double with the Cho 111-mile-per-hour single. It's 4-0 Cardinals midway through the third at Clover Park.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
And John DeStefano on an overcast Wednesday night in Clover Park. Game two of a six-game series. Palm Beach on a nice roll in a 4-0 lead for Hunter Hayes as he starts to work in the home third. Fernando Villalobos, last man the Mets lineup to hit, takes ball one high.
Well, the good news for the Mets is the Cardinals are enjoying a smaller lead than they did at this time last night.
It's true.
And they prove that no lead is safe here in the FSL. And especially with this lineup starting to take shape, the Mets not quite out of this one yet.
No, and after Villalobos is done at the plate, it'll be the second time through the order. We'll see what kind of adjustments both sides make as Villalobos takes this fastball for a strike at 91. It looked really dire yesterday, John, considering the Mets were down 7, and it was Max Ragic on the mound. He's the top pitcher in the league right now. And it's got a couple of him, a couple of the reliever. Before you know it, in the 8th inning, it's 7-6. Find a way to hang in there. 1-2 is foul tipped for strike 3. Like a good two-seamer there from Hayes. That's his first strikeout. The first time through the lineup, Hayes actually fared quite well, considering he had 2 4-pitch walks, but only one hit. The double play ball helped. The fact that the Mets had a couple of hard hit balls to the outfield that didn't drop also assisted him as he faces Lara. Lara had the Mets' only hit first time around, single up the middle, which is inside 2-0. Fly ball, deep left field. On the run is Ida Cernia. Can't get there. It bounces up off the second billboard. That's a ground rule double. Good spot by the home plate umpire. It's going to be a double all the way, but that one leaves the park. Right off the warning track, as you see it, bounces up and hits that A&G pool sign. That's recessed from the outfield wall. Out of play. That's the ground rule double, and double number 5 for Wilfredo Lara already this season.
just unbelievable in his first 14 games. Shot out of a cannon. He has provided all kinds of pop and has been terrific in every aspect so far.
He's in scoring position for the second time tonight. Let's see if the Mets can bring him in as Carlos Dominguez rounds one sharply to Espinoza. Nice side scoop, wings to first, and makes the play. Espinoza's looked very good at shortstop in a game and a half here.
It's a hard hit ball there by Dominguez, but going to have to do better than that to get one past Espinoza. He is a vacuum cleaner out there at short.
Most impressive play Espinoza had yesterday was a play he didn't make. As a ground ball went at him, he backed up, fielded it in the outfield grass, and off balance, basically flat-footed, threw a strike to first. It was an infield hit for Reimer, but the fact that he even clubbed the ball cleanly and made a good throw is impressive enough. Here's Jet Williams taking a strike and then swinging, missing out a slider, and it's nothing at two. Now Jet, a line drive out at 105 miles per hour to left fields in the first. The bat is starting to come around as he gets into a rhythm again. Breaking ball low, good take. Of course, he got hit in the elbow twice in about a span of five games or so against Clearwater and Jupiter. Missed a handful of games in between and after. But now is playing in his fifth straight. One, two, breaking ball. Missed. That was a backdoor curve that somehow avoided the strike zone.
Jet's such a good eye on those inside pinches. Tends to strike out when you pitch him outside, but when you come in, if you miss off the plate, he will not swing.
2-2, he swings and misses the high fastball and strikes out. So the Mets can't muster anything after the Lara one-out double. Hunter Hayes is through three scoreless innings. Palm Beach has a 4-0 lead.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
As we start the fourth inning, John's going to post the next trivia question, and we will have the answer to our first trivia question. Who was the name of the Mets mascot before Clutch arrived on scene in 2013? Answer to that, Slider. Slider was retired up to the Big Kennel in Kingsport, Tennessee. Couldn't tell you where he is now, as Kingsport is no longer an affiliated team. College Wooden Bat League, the Axemen.
Looks like we disappointed one of the fans in our chat. Uh-oh. Who wishes it would have been Doug.
Oh, well, Philip had the point yesterday. I said, why did you come up with the name Doug? It's a random one. He said, well, dugout. I was like, oh, okay. Well, he spelled it D-O-U-G. Not D-U-G. 2-0 pitches fouled back by Hernandez. We're in the fourth. Joey Lancelotti trying to give the Mets some length here after Atencio, the starter, couldn't make it out of the first inning. Joey's done a nice job. One run of his own allowed, one inherited run. Rushed into action. Three-one coming to Hernandez, and he fouls it away. Brandon Hernandez, nine-hitter, 0-4-1 with the ground out to first. Playing in his 19th game. Only 10-for-49 on the season. Payoff pitch is fouled away. Cardinals three runs in the first. They tacked on another in the third. They've outscored the Mets 11-2 in the first three innings of this series. 3-2 pitches laced into center field. Hernandez given a pitch to hit, and he whacks it for a solid single. Leadoff man is now on for the third time in four innings.
It's a nice at bat there by Hernandez, able to wait for his pitch. Lancelotti put one over the plate, and he put it into center field.
Cardinals up to seven hits now. Back to the top, and Rotundo has not been retired. A walk and a triple. Tripled with one out in the second and was stranded. Winning sequence for the Mets. The slider catches the outside corner for strike one. The sun breaking out here at Clover Park. Tough day for the weathermen, maybe. It's supposed to be raining by now. Rain still possible in the area around 7:30. Fastball too high at 90. Correction, a strike call. A late strike call. Never trust that ABS. O2 is outside, a waste pitch. The forecast has now bumped to rain in the area possible at 8:30. I'm going to close the weather app for now. Trust the eyes. Talk about the eye test before the game. Check swing, did not go. Pitch gets away from Villalobos, and Hernandez scoots up to second. Probably going to be a wild pitch that seemed to be a reach for Villalobos. One, though, he probably will tell you he needs to corral. Two on Rotundo. Swings and misses at the breaking ball. So he strikes out. Lancelotti with his second K. Brings up Ida Cernia. 1-for-2 with the single and a strikeout. Swings and misses at a changeup. Good pitch. Nothing in one. By the way, Hernandez going to second. That was confirmed a wild pitch. No official score. Bills looking at all the replay angles. Pop up, foul ground. A chance to make a great play, and it's going to be dropped by Martinez. And foul ground. Hernandez is going to second for some reason. Third. He can't do that. Just a foul. That's a tough play. At first, I thought Villavicencio was going to be the one. Martinez had it hit off the heel of his mitt. John, with as sure-handed as Villavicencio is, even though it's probably a tougher play for him, that's probably one that the Mets would want him to make.
Yeah, Martinez, being a first baseman, has to defer that to a much more sure-handed second baseman slash shortstop in Villavicencio. Unfortunately, he was not able to make the play.
Villavicencio did clear out there at the end to give Martinez plenty of space to make the play unencumbered. Ground ball to first. Martinez will make this play. three unassisted.
That's a nice job there by Yarrell, keeping his glove down, making up for that previous foible on the last play.
Hernandez able to make his way to third base on that ground out. Sets up a important moment for Lancelotti. Can he get out of this inning scoreless? With R.J. Yeager coming up. He's 0 for 2. Yeager takes a knee-high fastball. Correction, a below-the-knee fastball. Ball one. I should know better than to test ABS. Like I act like I know it. As this pitch is slider outside, 2 and 0. We'll say, John, you were not with us in Daytona, but some of these tight pitches that have been called balls were called strikes by the human strike zone last week in Daytona. The breaking ball.
Now, I wasn't able to see the game, but I know that the out that ended the final game of the series was hotly contested, we'll say.
Pitches inside somehow that misses Yeager. I will say that after six games of the umpires calling their own balls and strikes last week, the ABS was a welcome sight. This pitch misses for ball four. All the drama with the umpires last week was fun for the entertainment value, but the inconsistency, you could tell, was tough on the players. At least they know what they're getting here with the ABS. First and third for Curiali. Clubbed his 15th double last time up. Has an RBI tonight and a run. A very typical game for him. 12th round pick out of UCLA. As he foul tips this slider. A guy like Curiali, last to the 12th round, was very impressive last year in his Palm Beach debut. The league ended today, he'd be the MVP. Wonder if some teams out there that wish that they would have drafted him a little higher. Pitch is swung on and missed. Chase that high fastball. We did see that from the Cardinals yesterday, especially when they got the big lead. Some guys chased out of the zone uncharacteristically for a team that has as good as offense as Palm Beach. Two pitches outside. Well, the St. Lucie Mets last year were the best offense in the Florida State League, and we all know that the chase rate for St. Lucie was absurdly high, but it worked out for them in a way because they ran into a lot of big-time hits. They did not get cheated. Runner goes. Ball is fouled away. Yeager will have to go back to first.
Well, that was the thing last year. The chase rate might have been high, but they also led the league in OPS for nearly the entire season. So like you said, that ability to swing hard with unencumbered by fear really led to some, like you said, some clutch hits, some lots and lots of home runs, and tons of runs generated.
A 1-2 pitch is outside. Mets ended up hitting, I believe, 135 home runs, fell a couple of short of the team record. They also lost some big bats there in the middle of the season with Ramirez and Consuegra and Lugo going up to high A. Round ball foul. And of course, Omar De Los Santos missing that last week of the season, plus some rainouts in Fort Myers, which led to a couple of canceled games. Mets didn't really get a full opportunity there to go for some team records. Omar falling at 5 stolen bases short of the new St. Lucie record. Home run record not quite there. It all ended pretty well.
I don't think anyone connected with the team was complaining with the result at the end of last season.
2-2 pitch is going to be fouled back, and Curiali going down without a fight.
He's really got a battle here going with Lancelotti.
Hager tried running earlier, but he hasn't since. Check on him anyways. Lance Lottiardi has one pickoff tonight. Hager back in there safely. Breaking ball low. Reale lays off, and it's a full count. Now Hager will be on the move.
Pitcher's pitch there just off the outside corner, trying to induce a swing and miss. But with a hitter like Curiali, you need a little bit more movement. You need to catch a little bit more of the plate if you're going to get him to swing.
Payoff pitch. Missed. On appeal, no swing. That was a great take by Curiali. So a couple of two-out walks have loaded the bases. Hard to fault Lancelotti for trying to nitpick there on the corner. Maybe he gets one of those calls when the umpire is actually making the call. And it looks like that's going to do it for Lancelotti. He's pitched three innings. He's had 66 pitches. That's a season high for him. He will depart with the bases loaded. He did his part, came in a tough spot. He's only given up one run of his own. But the new reliever is going to have his hands full with the bases loaded and two outs when we come back in the fourth.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Michael Krause taking over for the Mets. He continues his minor league rehab assignment. Started that last week in Daytona. Joined the team middle of the road trip along with Brendan Hardy. Brendan pitched last night. Now Krause in a tough spot here. Bases loaded, two outs. That's already down by four runs. Leonardo Bernal is the hitter, and he takes the spinner for ball one. Well, this is a chance for mild redemption for Krause. He faced Palm Beach here on July 31st last year. He was a regular member of the St. Lucie Mets. As he comes inside and nearly hits Bernal. He took over in the ninth inning of a game the Mets were leading 7-3 on a Sunday. Sleepy ball game, sleepy afternoon. Palm Beach hit three home runs off of him in the ninth, five runs, and Palm Beach stunned the Mets 8-7. The Mets at that point pretty much knew Palm Beach would be the playoff opponent. That wasn't exactly a confidence-building experience. As this wild pitch goes to the backstop, Hernandez scores, and it's 5-0. That's the danger, John. We saw it with Lancelotti bringing in a reliever with the bases loaded. Lancelotti's first pitch went for a wild pitch to bring in a run. Krause's third pitch does the exact same thing.
Yeah, it's been a tough night on the bump. All three Mets pitchers so far bitten by the wild pitch bug. And it has led to multiple runs so far.
Breaking ball for a strike. Last week in Daytona, Mets allowed three runs on wild pitches throughout the course of the series, plus a past ball run. There's a lot to clean up. The battery. Browns bounces back with two well-placed breaking balls, and it's a full count on Bernal. Payoff pitch. That one wide. This is three straight walks. Now Juan Bencho back up. The inning started with a single. Hernandez went to second on a wild pitch. The next two batters were tired. Hernandez was at third, two outs. Walk, walk, wild pitch, walk. As Cho takes this pitch inside. Cho one for one. RBI single 111 off the bat. Plus a walk. He pops this one up in foul ground. See if Reimer can make a play. Running out of room. Makes the catch on the warning track. And retires the Cardinals. But damage done. A run sneaks in. The walks, the wild pitch did not help. See Reimer. Maybe helped by the wind, ball might have blown back in his range. Cardinals lead the Mets 5-0 in the middle of the fourth on Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Here, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburgers, Chicken Fingers, French Fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Hunter Hayes now pitching with the 5-0 lead. Palm Beach has scored in all but one of its innings. Jacob Reimer will lead off and foul one back to the stands. Reimer 0-for-1 to fly to left. Fastball for strike two. Hayes, three scoreless with a couple of walks and a couple of strikeouts. 50-50 balls and strikes tonight. Has found a way to get the outs when he's needed. 0-2, comebacker over his head. Into the grass, the throw from Hernandez. On the line to Yeager for the out. Nice play from the grass. Deep at second base by Hernandez.
Both the middle infielders for Palm Beach tonight flashing the leather. You know, Hunter Hayes certainly appreciates it, but let's give him some credit. He stranded a base runner in every inning so far and allowed just two. Well, now make it three hits as I speak of it.
Tillian line drive base hit into center. First and second for the Mets. Yeah, no clean innings for Hayes yet. Mets trying to make noise. Time up, just haven't broken through yet. See if Yaro Martinez can keep it going. With one out, he's popped out tonight, 0-for-1. Martinez skies this one into shallow right field. On comes Cho, makes the play. Martinez a quick second out here in the bottom of the fourth. Joshua Baez, a highly ranked Cardinals prospect, have some adventures in right field yesterday, but Cho makes that play easily. Now Oda comes back up for the first time since he walked in the second. First pitch, ball one. Pitch missed inside 2-0. Fans, a reminder to chat with us on Bally Live. Not much going on in the chat right now other than Lucky Elephant. Things I didn't think I'd say on the broadcast in the off season. Yeah, Lucky Elephant not happy. Slider's name wasn't Doug. Sorry, Lucky Elephant. 2-1 pitch is a strike on the corner. 2-2. John's got that second trivia question up. Let's see if we have time to talk about it this inning. Hopefully for the Mets' sake. Oda pops one foul. We'll head back out of play. In the old days, before the pitch clock, we have all sorts of time after foul ball to discuss these things. Not anymore. Clock's running.
Just like batters, announcers have to adjust their game to the new pitch clock as well.
2-2 pitch is low. 3-2. I said many times, we had the pitch clock as early as 2016 in this league. That wasn't quite as enforced like it is now. We took that hiatus in 2021. It was awful. 3-2 pitch, and that's fouled back into the press box. No, just missed. Far away from this booth, but was at the very end. I know those guys have had a scary time or two this season already. But remember when you leave the press box to close your laptop. 3-2 pitch again, and Oda pops this one up back to the crowd. That'll get a rise out of those who are here. Make a play? No. It was into the scout section, and the scouts, almost like the players, do not move. They don't get as excited as the fans. Hayes a quick look to first. Tillian not being held on. He runs on the 3-2, and the pitch is pulled into center field. Running towards it is Rotundo. He's got it for the third out. So another inning with the runner stranded for Hunter Hayes. He's through four scoreless. We're off to the fifth at Clover Park, Palm Beach, with the 5-0 lead.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1.
Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
All right, John, you posted a trivia question. I'll read it. You tell me why. Last year, Eduardo Escobar became the first Met to hit for the cycle in the last 10 seasons. Who was the last Met player to accomplish the feat? Jason Bay, Justin Turner, Daniel Murphy, Scott Hairston. Why choose this question, John?
Well, Adam, I don't know if you saw last night, but in AA, Colt Keith, playing for the AA Erie Seawolves, went 6-for-6, hit a cycle, and two home runs.
Woo. That is a career day.
So our question tonight involves the last Met before Eduardo Escobar to hit for the cycle.
6-for-6 with two home runs and the cycle. That's quite an impressive night. Krause in with Moquette. He's falling behind 2-1. Yeah. You know, there's only been one cycle in St. Lucie Mets history. I say it multiple times every year. 2000, Marvin Seal. Somebody else in there this year.
Yeah, Colt Keith, the number 87 prospect right now, according to MLB Pipeline, had himself a night last night.
Erie Seawolves are the Tigers AA, I believe. As this pitch misses in. I don't recall hearing that name when the Mets played Lakeland the last couple of seasons, but a lot of these players slip through the memory bank. 3-2 pitches hit high into left, ranging into foul ground is Lara. He's actually going to catch it in fair territory for the out. The wind blew that one back fair, too. That helped the Mets. I think the last two outs have been heading for over the screen, only to be blown back in play. Helpful for the Mets as Moquette is retired. Espinoza, 0-for-2 at the plate, but a nice game in the field. He cannot check his swing. Lancelotti, his final line, 3 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs, couple of walks, couple of strikeouts, season high 67 pitches. Now Krause continues his rehab assignment. Heavy on the breaking ball. Gets it in for a strike. Not sure how long Krause and Brendan Hardy are going to stick around. They started their seasons on the IL at Brooklyn, but are hanging out at the complex here in Port St. Lucie. Moved up to St. Lucie last week. We were in Daytona. So hopefully for those two, just a pit stop. Brandon Hernandez. 2 up, 2 down. Mets looking for a 1-2-3 inning. He squares to bunt, pushes it down. It's fair. Tough play for Reimer. He's going to try to let it go foul, and it won't. Bunt single for Hernandez, so there will be no 1-2-3 inning.
And a terrific bunt it was. Dead in the ball. It walked right down the line. Nothing Reimer could do. Did everything he could just to try and let it go foul, but it was not to be. And Hernandez on with a two-out single.
You see a lot of batters, whether they try to or not, get cute with it, trying to keep it right near the line. That caught plenty of grass and was far enough away from Krause. It was never going to go foul, but Reimer did the right thing. Maybe he catch a break, and it goes left. Back to the top end, Rotundo. 1-for-2 with the triple, walk, and a strikeout. First pitch dropped in for a strike. Pickoff throw. Hernandez back in safe. Mm-hmm. pitch is fouled away. Two, foul tip, strike three. Good squeeze by Villalobos. Inning over. Two strikeouts for Krause. Nice inning. He strands that harmless two-out bunt. Puts up a zero. We've reached the halfway point tonight. Palm Beach still leads St. Lucie 5-0 on Bally Live.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Now the chat's heating up here on the Bally Live app on the Crowd Zone. People are complaining about the computer, the strike zone. Somebody says the computer strike zone seems to be off. Should I put a call in to have it recalibrated? Here's a stinger into right center field. That's going to get down for a hit for Villavicencio. He's going to take the turn at first. Go to second. He's not stopping there. Here comes the throw by Hernandez. It's late, skips away, backed up by Hayes. And Villavicencio, trying to rally the troops, is on third base with a triple. And that will bring up Fernando Villalobos.
Just a rip into right field there by Villavicencio. Hustling out of the box all the way, finds his way to third, and the Mets in business trying to cut into this lead for Palm Beach.
They will do just that. Fernando Villalobos, job done, pulls it on the right side. Gets the run in, crowd approves, and the Mets are now down 5-1. Good piece of hitting.
Yeah, got it. Got to make sure you have sound fundamentals. And the Mets show them off right there. Ground ball to the right side. Easily gets the run in. And the lead is now 4.
Base is clear for Wilfredo Lara. And just like that, Mets on the board. Got to start somewhere, right, John?
That's right. And just the recipe for success last night. They were able to chip away slowly at the Cardinals' lead until they made it 7-6, which was a very close ball game, and trying to do the same thing here.
Clark already a single and a double today. Speaking of cycles, although those are the two easier parts. Ground ball, off the glove, out to Espinosa, the throw to first, safe. Oh, that would have been SportsCenter top 10 right there if Gurriele had got the assist from Espinosa. The fact that it was even close, bare hand, good throw, clearly safe though. Good thing Lara was the one running.
Absolutely. And give Espinoza a ton of credit there. Another play that he's unable to make where he just shows off his impressive athletic and fielding ability, barehanding it off the glove of Curiali.
Lost in that great effort. A 3-for-3 night for Lara from the top spot. And now Dominguez at the plate. A walk and a ground out for him. Third time through the lineup. That's probably seen it all. Dominguez launches one center field. Rotondo looks up. He leaps up. He cannot make the play. It's going to be called in play. Dominguez trying to go to third. Here's the throw from the right fielder, Cho. Not in time. It's an RBI triple. The Mets might want to take another look at that, if it's a home run or not. Let's see where this ball landed. I thought it might have been off the elite sign, which is a home run. We'll take another look. No, I think it scraped the wall. Tough to say. I don't know if we can see that again.
Yeah, if we can see that one more time, a little bit slower. It looks like it glances off the yellow, which keeps it in play. But
Gilbert Gomez out to discuss it with the field umpire who made the call. That's the previous base hit. We don't care much about that. Although, well, that's from earlier in the game. Here's the play from Dominguez. The launched into center to one of the deepest parts of the park. That's off the wall, it looked like. Good call. Mets will have to settle for the RBI triple. And it looks like we'll have a mound visit. This is Gio Carrera out for a word. Meanwhile, Lara's in. That makes it 5-2, and you got Dominguez standing on third base with just one out. So if the Mets could get a productive out from Jet Williams, all of a sudden this becomes a two-run game. And we're just past the halfway point. Long way to go, and the Mets are right back in the thick of this.
And just like last night, you can't count this team out no matter what the score shows up there on the board. And now with two triples in the inning already, the Mets have done exactly what they needed to, cut into the lead, and they have a chance to do more damage with Lara at third.
Jet Williams, a line out and a strikeout. Hayes' first pitch gets through the wickets. Here comes Dominguez. He will score, sliding in. And it's 5-3. And three wild pitches that have brought in runs tonight. Two by the Mets, and now one by the Cardinals. Right through the wickets of Bernal. Five-hole action. Dominguez slipping the slide there at home plate. It's 5-3.
They say turnabout is fair play, Adam, and the Mets will take full advantage of that mistake there by Hayes. One of the few mistakes he's made, but all of them seem to have come so far in this inning.
Curveball. Strike one to Jets. A ball and a strike count. Mets down by two. Got three hits, three runs in this inning. Breaking ball. And therefore strike again. Cardinals, I'm told, in the bullpen do have Jose Davila warming up. Hayes trying to nurse his way through five innings. This is here. It's two balls, two strikes. Williams fouls that back out of play. Fastball inside. It's a full count. Payoff pitch. Williams hits it high out towards third. That'll be foul. By the way, I should mention, even though the weather has improved, there's still a chance for rain tonight, and we are two outs away from an official game. 3-2 is outside. Williams will take a walk. Reimer now will come to the plate as the tying run, and we'll see if Gary Kendall will let Hayes try to pitch through this.
After a terrific first four innings, Hayes really having a time of it right now. Do have some activity in the Cardinals' bullpen.
Let's look at the Port St. Lucie night sky. Looks beautiful right there, as long as it doesn't start dumping rain. First pitch, can't nitpick the corner, ball one. Reimer a flyout and a ground out. Williams, two stolen bases last night. He's got to lean like he might go. He's not. This pitch is down and away. Now, patience might be the play here.
Especially with a pitcher reeling after a couple of big hits and runs to cut into the lead.
No good. Ball three. Maybe our fan on the Bally chat complaining about the strike zone seeming to be off tonight. It's not, but still, tight zone. Reimer, big bouncer to third. Curiali to second. Hernandez to first. In time, double play, inning over. 3-0 count. Reimer swings away, bounces into the twin killing. He would like to have that one back. Good pitch to hit. Just pounded it into the ground. Mets, though, answering back with three runs. We got a ball game going to the sixth.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The baseball season.
Brian Gursky is the new pitcher for the Mets as we begin the sixth inning. It's taken a while to get here. I'm playing for, what do you say, John, about an hour and 40 minutes now. Just now reaching the sixth. Rocky start to this game for the Mets, but just like yesterday, have settled in and are right back in the thick of it. I had Cernia, first batter for Gursky to face. This pitch doesn't make it home, and it's 2-0. Now going back to the last inning, Mets really had Hayes on the ropes. 3-0 pitch, and Reimer hitting that killer double play. As this ball is bounced towards Vivasencio, high bounce, the pivot, the throw, stretch by Martinez, outstanding. I had to Cernia it retire. That is tremendous effort on both ends. As I think Yar Martinez needed every bit of that stretch. Make sure I had to Cernia it was retired. Leadoff man retired for a rare time today. Up Jaeger, and he will foul one away. Martinez going to give it a run, but that's over by parked up bullpen seats, old bullpen seats. pitch, strike on the inside corner, nothing in two. Gursky making his 10th appearance of the season. Previous nine games, a combined 10 and two-thirds innings with 12 strikeouts. 6.75 ERA. First full year as a pro from Virginia. The Edgar tonight, strikeout, ground out, walk, held in check. 1-2 pitch is looped into shallow right, out of the range of DeVincenzo. A one-out knock for Jaeger. That's the ninth hit of the night for Palm Beach. A good inside-out swing there on the bat handle. Close to it. Brings up Curiali. He's 1-for-2 with the double and a walk. Swing and a miss on the curve. Well, John, before Dominguez hit that crazy triple, we were going to get into the chat. A lot of things happened off camera as this pitch misses. A lot of things happened off camera last inning. We had our wireless receiver for our wireless camera fall from its perch, scared the daylights out of us. Somehow it managed to stay in the booth and fall out the window and impale somebody. And as that happened, Dominguez hit the home run. You're trying to fix it. I'm trying to run the board. Dominguez is hitting a triple that could have been a home run. And meanwhile, the chat's been popping off. And we have our friend Unknown Gino is back. Been a minute since he's been a part of the chat, but he had some kind of riddle for us. He wrote, crazy, a graveyard theory. We do seem to be getting more runs, my dear broadcasters. And then he responded, oh, well, then, immediately after the double play. So Unknown Gino finally makes his presence known, says that, and immediately the Mets into a double play. It's his fault.
Yeah,
whoever he is.
I think that cryptic response was what did it. You know, the inning had gone from mild to wild, which was a five-run lead. The Mets were on a roll.
Could be two. DeVincenzo boots it, and Jett can't make the play behind him. Oh, DeVincenzo could not handle the hop. He might have had it right on the base. Let's see another look. And he just didn't field it into the glove. Looked like he did everything right except catch the ball. That's going to be a close double play if he is able to snatch that. It's going to be a fielder's choice error. Everybody's safe. The rare hiccup from the Mets. Outstanding young middle infielder.
Yeah, DeVincenzo, a much better player than he just showed. He'll tell you he has to make that play just about every time, at least to get the sure out at second. And finishing the play can be the difference between wins and losses.
And Bernal is at the plate, and he takes a breaking ball. The only thing that maybe does appear to be an extremely dry, fast surface tonight. Maybe that ball took a surprise, quick bounce on him, or took his eye off it just momentarily to find out where the base was. And a tough break for Gursky. Appeared to make the pitch to get out of trouble and the inning. Now he's falling behind 2-0 to Bernal. Bernal, a single, walk, RBI, and run tonight. Ball no good. Three balls, no strikes. That error by the Mets, the first one of the game for either side. Mets only one error yesterday and none on Sunday. Rio pitch inside for ball four. Another four-pitch walk in this game. And the Cardinals have responded to the Mets' three-run inning by loading the bases with one out here in the top of the sixth.
With Gursky getting a conference here from Villalobos, and looks like Dan McEnany out there as well. Of course, the solution normally for men on with just one out is you try to induce a double play, and Gerske will tell you, well, I tried to do just that a couple of batters ago. We were unable to complete it, so they're going to look for another inning ender if they can. Try and keep the Cardinals off the board and try and get keep this a two-run ball game.
Well, be curious to see how the Mets deploy the defense here. As Dan McKinney, in an extended conversation, well past the 30-second clock. But you have Juan Bencho coming up. He's a lefty. So you've got Gerske has that matchup. But we all know by now, if you've watched the Mets closely this season, the Mets' left-handed pitchers facing left-handed batters has not always worked out the way you'd hoped. So the Mets going to play back in the middle, and even with the bags in the corners. So you can go a couple of different ways depending on how a ball is hit. Maybe a double play ball, or maybe enforce out at home. It all depends, though, if Gerske can deliver a strike. She does not on the first pitch to Cho, who has walked, singled, and popped out tonight. High strike, one and one. So, two straight curves. The changeup, it looked like, called the strike on the inside corner, one and two. Gerske's pitch is crushed into right field. Dominguez on the run. It's over his head, and it's going to bounce off the wall. One run is in. Curiale being waved in. Here comes Jaeger. He's going to go back, or Bernal's going to go back. It's going to be a two-run double by Cho on the two-strike pitch from Gerske. Jaeger and Curiale scoring. See, Dominguez could not do anything with it, and it's 7-3. That is a crushing hit for the Cardinals.
And another crushed ball by Juan Bencho. That's his second hard hit ball of the game. This one dealing the most damage and making it a four-run ball game.
He's driven in three of those four runs. And the Cardinals set up with runners on second and third, and now the Mets infield will have to come in. So you go from a potential inning-ending double play, which would have kept it a two-run game and kept the Mets offense right back to the plate, to an error, which followed by a walk and a two-run double. Seems to be a familiar refrain for the Mets this season. This cannot overcome some of the miscues. 1-0 pitch, and that's another wild pitch to the backstop. Bernal will score, and it's 8-3. The third time tonight, the Mets pitcher is throwing a wild pitch to bring in a run, matching the total from all of last week in Daytona. And it's back to a five-run lead.
Just like the bottom of last inning, how quickly things can change. Now a three-run inning for the Cardinals, still just one out.
Gerske's pitch is hit sharply to third. Reimer's going to come home, and they're going to get Cho in a rundown. Reimer fields it and will tag out Cho for the out there. Meanwhile, Moquette, the batter, ends up advancing to second base. The Mets will trade that, of course. Good decision by Reimer, terrible by Cho. I'm not sure why he would even think about going.
Yeah, really poor base running mistake there. Ball hit right in front of him. It's not like he didn't see it. So just found himself about halfway down the base pass and an easy run down for the out.
So the lead runner cut down for the second out. It'll be a fielder's choice for Moquette. He's at second, and Espinoza is the hitter. Well executed by the Mets. They had a unnecessary run down yesterday where they ill-advised threw a ball with two runners at third base when all they had to do was make a tag, but they did not getting any out there. That one much crisper. No one pitches inside. Kurski, the 1-1. A bouncer towards Reimer, charging. Gloves, throws on the run. Stretch again by Martinez for the out. A couple of really nice plays in the inning from the Mets, but a non-turn double play ball opens up the inning for three runs. And the lead for the Cardinals is back to 5, 8-3 in the middle of the sixth.
May start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10-game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
We have a new pitcher for Palm Beach. It's Jose Davila. And he will face Junior Tillian, Yero Martinez, and Scott Oda. The trio did not bat for the Mets in the three-run fifth. So that does it for Hunter Hayes. He survived. Now he's in line for a victory. Pitch is a strike to Tillian. Baseball can change in a heartbeat. Mets had the tying run at the plate just a few minutes ago. Hit into a double play and couldn't turn a double play. Now back to a five-run deficit, matching the biggest of the game. Hayes, five innings, six hits, three runs, three walks, two strikeouts. As Tillian swings and misses. 74 pitches, 41 strikes for Hayes. As time is called. One, two, outside, two balls, two strikes. So Hayes does well enough, and John, you mentioned in the pregame show, one of the keys to the success for the Mets is going to have to be to get to a starting pitcher. As Tillian fouls one away. So I wouldn't say they got to a starting pitcher. They were better against a starting pitcher tonight than yesterday and almost the entire Daytona series, but still they have not really been able to knock around a starter in quite some time, maybe even going back to that 18-4 win against Jupiter almost 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, they're just a team that hasn't really come out of the gates very well in any of their last, like you said, set of games. But that's going to be the key to their success going forward. They're going to have to jump on starters a little bit earlier than they have been.
Payoff pitch coming to Tillian. He will take a walk. There's a start. And on the flip side for the Mets, their starting pitchers have not been able to get off to great starts for the most part. Tencio couldn't make it through the first inning today. De La Cruz, seven runs in three innings yesterday. Daytona was a mixed bag. As this pitch comes inside to Martinez. So yeah, the combination of the Mets not getting to a starting pitcher early and the opposing team doing the exact thing to the Mets has made for some tough holes for this team to dig out of. And they still have time as Martinez fouls one away. Mentioned last night, down 7-0, made it 7-6, down 5-0 today, got it to 5-3. Just tough to make a living playing from so far behind. 1-1 pitch, and Martinez looks at foul. Martinez 0 for 2, pop out and a fly out. Fastball inside, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Inside, ball 3. A lot of walks in this game. 7 issued by the Mets. 4 by Palm Beach as Tequila tries to avoid a 5th. He does on this pitch. It's fouled right off of Bernal. Barely flinched. Now, Tequila, 20 years old from Venezuela. This is his 3rd game. He's not had good success so far for the Cardinals. Given up 5 runs in 2 2/3 innings. And he has just issued back-to-back walks. Here come the Mets again. A shaky reliever. A walk to Tillian, a walk to Martinez brings up Oda. Bernal out for another meeting. While this meeting is going on, let's take a spin around the Florida State League out-of-town scoreboard. Clearwater walked off Bradenton earlier today with the home run in the bottom of the 9th. That was hit by Brian Rincon, a lefty. Jupiter and Daytona locked in a tight one down the road. Brooklyn won earlier today. Mets action. We resume as Oda pops one foul. And quickly, the other couple of games in the FSL. Lakeland beating Fort Myers 7-0 at home. And Dunedin's up 9-2 at Tampa. Outside, wild pitch saving catch there by Bernal. Interesting note about the Tampa Tarpons, the Yankees affiliate. No hit on Sunday, and then yesterday their next game scored 12 runs. 1-12-10, so they needed all of them.
The difference one day can make.
I relayed that story yesterday, John, and Sunday on the broadcast. No hit, 28 up, 28 down. Can you take a guess at how that happened? 28 batters. I didn't get it. I had to look it up. I didn't understand. I thought I was reading it wrong when I looked at the box score.
Yeah, I'd be interested to hear the how that turned out.
Strikeout wild pitch.
Wow.
Yep. Tough way not to have a perfect game.
That is really tough.
Strikeout, wild pitch, yeah. In the 7th inning, so you're still in that territory where it might not even be a no-hitter. But if that happened in the 9th inning, goodness. I mean, do you even celebrate at that point? Fort Myers did celebrate. They did. This ball is hit into center field. Tillian's going to get the green light to score. Here comes the throw to third to get Martinez. He is tagged out. A run-scoring hit for Oda to make it 8-4. But Martinez, the first out of the inning at third.
Yeah, big base-running mistake there. He sees the ball clearly in center field where he was as he looks over his shoulder, makes a bad decision to take the turn at second, and is gunned down at third.
Now Cho with a good throw. Cho, that almost looked like an okey-doke where he kind of twisted the body towards home and threw it to third. That was a great throw. Upon review, that he might have been safe, but you're not going to win that call, especially not without replay. It was a great slide. Maybe he got the hand in there just before the tag, but the throw wins, and most of the times in the minors, the throw wins. The umpire's going to go with the safe call and call the out. So it's an RBI single for Oda. The lead has been cut in half. Oda is on first base, and there's one out, and Vivasencio in an 0-1 count. Foul tip for a strike. We've seen both teams now make the first out of an inning at third base. That's something that, as these players climb the ladder to the next levels, they'll have to clean up, and probably won't occur as frequently as it does here in single A.
Do have an organizational update for you, Adam. The New York team is trailing the Rays 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth, but with Kodai Senga on the mound, he has 10 strikeouts through four innings.
Is the one run for the Rays a home run? Are they just swinging for the downs?
Here, I do not have that update. It was Isaac Paredes to drive in the run. I cannot tell you if it was a home run or not.
Isaac Paredes, what, he hit two yesterday? Isaac Paredes, a former Lakeland Flying Tiger not too long ago. Detroit's losses. Tampa's fine. Runner goes, pitches a called third strike, though to second, safe. No strike him out, throw him out. Leo Asensio caught looking for strike three, the second out, but Oda successfully steals second on to Vila. That pitch looks low, but ABS has it as a strike. Paredes, by the way, a ground rule double. It's by Brandon Lau. That's the run for the Rays over the Mets. Lobos, a big cut and a miss. The ball is kicked around by the umpire. No advancement from Oda. Lobos 0 for 2. He recorded an RBI last at bat with the ground out. Good piece of hitting. Pulling the ball on the right side to bring in a runner from third. No one pitch. Strike at the knees. Misses away.
I can tell you that Isaac Paredes' hit was a ground rule double, so another extra base hit in a couple of days for him, and he drove in Brandon Lowe to make the game 1-0.
You all right there, John? I just said it like 30 seconds ago. Oh, what's going on in the head of yours, John DeStefano? I tease. But yeah, Paredes. Where does this guy come from? Comes from Detroit system. Now killing it with the Rays. That'll do it for Villalobos and the Mets. They do get a run back. Couple of walks start the inning. Oda's RBI single makes it 8-4. We reached the seventh inning, finally, here at Clover Park.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The Police Department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
New pitcher for the Mets. The sun is now set at Clover Park. It's hard to see any rain coming, but I think we're good for now. Benito Garcia on the bump for St. Lucie. Was promoted a couple of weeks back to Brooklyn. We thought he was gone for good. Fortunately, did not stick. Came back to St. Lucie in time for the Daytona series and had his worst outing of the year, giving up 6 runs and 6 hits in just an inning and a third. Now Garcia looking to settle back in at home as he will face the 8-9-1 hitters in the top of the seventh. Mets trail 8-4. Ryan Gursky, 1 inning and done. Inning, 2 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned. A walk, no strikeouts. He replayed that inning with the error and 1 earned. This ball is fouled away. All right, time to answer the trivia question, the second one. Eduardo Escobar became the first Met to hit for a cycle in 10 years last season. Who is the previous Met to hit for the cycle? Jason Bade, Justin Turner, Dan Murphy, or Scott Hairston? I do not know the answer, as this ball is fouled away. I'm going to click Scott Hairston. Oh, I was wrong. Who was it, John?
Well, it was. It was Scott Hairston.
Uh-oh. It showed red when I clicked it, and now it said I won 10 Bally Bucks. Weird. Usually it turns green.
Yeah, no. Scott Hairston, back in 2012. In fact, April 27th, 2012, he went 4-for-5 and hit the 10th cycle in Mets history.
Nice. Why the Valley Live trivia turned it red for wrong. Actually, it goes green. We'll have one more trivia question posted. I think it's the one I created. Mets think he went around on appeal. He did!
Yep, we have just enough time to get one more trivia question, and we will post it shortly.
Back to the top. And Chris Rotondo, as Hernandez goes down, the swinging strike. Rotondo struck out his last two at-bats. His first at-bat was a walk, second a triple, and here Garcia lets one fly behind him. Whoops. Yeah, I think I created the last trivia question. I can't even remember what it was. Isn't that terrible? It'll pop up shortly. It's a St. Lucie-related I think that we got a good rhythm going, John. You do the New York Mets, I do the St. Lucie Mets, Philip does the random. As this pitch misses. I remember what the trivia question was now. I'll save it when it's live on the app. 2-0 pitch, that's zipped right in. Oh, Philip brought me a baseball. Why did Philip bring me a baseball? Ground ball, the foul, the third. Phil, was this a ball that was hit in the booth somewhere? Which one? Over the booth. Over the press box. Philip, we're adding that to your job description list, ball retriever. I'm impressed you beat official scorer Bill to the ball. He usually runs after these things. Two-two pitch. Broken bat. Ground ball slowly hit to Williams. He'll bare hand throw to first. Safe. The bat winds up hitting off the net by the Mets dugout. Probably giving the bat boy a mild heart attack. I mean, that thing was helicoptering sharply over towards the Mets side. Everybody okay. It's a single for Rotondo. Well, that's dangerous. Right in on the handle. Shattered in 2 clean pieces. Good effort by Jett, especially with the bare hand. Just not going to beat Rotondo. Maybe somebody else. That's not the leadoff hitter. One on, one out for Ida Cernia. He's 1-for-4. First pitch, ground ball to Vivasencio. He will turn, struggle to get rid of it to second, but does, and that beats Rotondo there. And good job by Vivasencio to cut down the lead runner. Lost the grip in the mitt. Nice recovery, sharp throw to Jett. Two down. I had Acerny at first and Yeager at the plate. He's one for three. Garcia looking good for a bounce back appearance here. Bounce this one straight to the backstop. Throw over to first. I had Acerny back in there safely. Runner goes. 0-1 pitch is tapped out towards the mound. Benito will take care of that himself. He retires Yeager and the inning is over. Good inning for Garcia. No runs, a hit, no errors, one stranded. It's stretch time at Clover Park. Mets down by four on Bally Live.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Getting the bottom of the seventh will be Lara, Dominguez, and Williams. Three players having a nice evening. Here's Lara. He's 3-for-3. He's become the first Met this year to get four hits in a game. He flies 1-2 deep right center field. Rotondo on the run makes the catch. Kept drifting away, but Rotondo got to it for the first out of the inning.
Yeah, nice job to track that one down in deep center field. The wind pushing that one away from him, but able to keep his eye on the ball and make a solid running catch.
So you see our game note for today. Congratulations to former St. Louis Met Josh Walker on making his Major League debut last night against the Tampa Bay Rays as Dominguez takes this pitch for a strike. And that will lead us to our last trivia question. Josh Walker, the latest from the 2009 St. Lucie Met team to make his MLB debut. How many non-rehab players from that squad ended up making the majors? One, two, three, or four? So Josh plus the additional, how many? One, two, three, or four? Dominguez pops one foul. I'll give you the answer in the ninth.
I will readily admit, Adam, I did not get this one correct.
That's actually even surprised me as I researched it this afternoon. 1-2 coming to Dominguez. It's outside. Josh, an interesting story, was on the opening day roster of the 2019 team back when we started the series season on a Thursday, and it was a four-game series as Dominguez swings and misses and strikes out. First two games were at home. Next two games were at Bradenton. On the way to the stadium on Saturday morning to catch the bus to Bradenton, Josh Walker and Tommy Wilson driving together just right up the road, quiet Saturday morning, got T-boned on their car. Their car got T-boned as this ball is hit in the center by Jett. He's got a hit. Two-out single for Jett. Two straight games now. Three straight games going back to Sunday. So Carr gets crunched. Josh's pitching arm, his left arm, driver's side, gets hit pretty bad. He suffers damage. Misses the whole season. He was scheduled to pitch that series at Bradenton. Didn't play that year. No, didn't play in 2019 with the St. Lucie Mets, even though he was on the opening day roster, out for the season. Worked his way back up to full health. Has still had some health issues, just like any normal pitcher does these days. But pitched on rehab assignment for St. Lucie last year. Minor league rehab assignment. We count it. We count him as an alum. But a great comeback story for him, missing an entire year. Jett's going to steal second base, pitch to the backstop. And as a stolen base, he was off before the pitch was thrown. So he's got three stolen bases the last two games. And Jett Williams coming on now. Knew he'd be a little rusty coming back into action in that Daytona series, but he's quickly shaking it off. Three hits, three stolen bases the last three games, as time is called by Reimer. So happy for Josh, good kid. Finally makes his big league debut last night.
Yeah, just an incredible story. Come back from an injury like that and a nightmare situation in a car accident.
1-1 pitch is fouled away. Yeah, I remember going to the ballpark that morning, catching the bus as well, and I think I got in the ballpark just before those two, Tommy and Josh, big wreck right behind. We had a trainer stay back with those guys. Tommy actually made the trip the next day, and he went on to have a great first half, got up to Binghamton, but never quite made it. Tommy Wilson, his dad played Biff in Back to the Future.
Now there's a trivia question for you.
Should have saved that one. What a character. He became an artist. He was actually, Tommy Wilson was doing artwork while he was still pitching for the Mets. But remember his dad in a day game in Kissimmee one day, just racing down the bleachers between innings to scream at an umpire. He felt was squeezing Tommy. It was a fantastic experience. Reimer caught looking for the third out of the inning. Well-placed pitch by Davila. He's given up one run in two innings. Strands Jett Williams at second. And we go to the eighth. We'll send it up here to the broadcast booth. Oh, John forgot, didn't you? There he is. Where is he? Here he comes. There he comes.
All right. Find my way here. Over the river, through the woods.
Yeah. I forgot yesterday.
To the booth cam we go.
There we go. I forgot yesterday. You're forgiven. So 8-4, Palm Beach in the lead. Another game where the Mets trail big early. They start to make a game out of it, but now we're running out of time.
Yeah, and as you get into the later innings, it really starts to get tight. Fortunately for the Mets, they've really struggled in late and close situations this year. But some bright spots have shown themselves. Wilfredo Lara having himself a night. Jett Williams really proving that he is able to come back from a tough injuries break. And right now the Mets find themselves down four runs, but not out of it as they showed the last couple of games.
Yep, like you said, a typical night for the Mets right now, down but coming back. We'll see if they can come back all the way. Remember a couple weeks ago they were down 7-0, two outs in the ninth, made it 7-5, brought up the tying run to the plate. We'll see what they can do tonight. A reminder that we'll continue to be on Bally Live for the next 2 weeks, really, after this series. We get a break on Monday, and then we're right back home to face the Clearwater Threshers next Tuesday through Sunday. So we get a lot of Bally Live action here from the Mets Clover Park. reminder to chat in the crowd zone. We got the final trivia question going tonight. I think I'm over 1,000 Bally Bucks right now. I might be heading for one of those specialty jerseys, John.
Yeah, and get your take your swings, folks. Get your choices in and do your best, man. We're going to be doing this all season. We'd love to have responses from you in the chat and see your answers if you can get our trivia questions right.
And if you can't watch them Bally live, we'd love it because you have to come to the ballpark and actually see the Mets play. Tomorrow, Dollar Night. Saturday, we have Faith Night with special jerseys. Sunday should be a nice afternoon. So that's what's coming up in the week ahead. We'll now send it back down to the field as we begin the top of the eighth inning. It's going to be another inning of work for Benito Garcia as he faces Kiriale. And might have him out in the first pitch. It's flowing into right field. Dominguez waves off the two nearest Mets, makes the play. One pitch, one out for Garcia here in the eighth. And now Leonardo Bernal. He's walked twice, singled once, has scored twice, driven in a run. Productive night all around for Palm Beach catcher.
So Garcia going to be need to be lights out. The Mets are going to have any chance to come back in this. Keep this a four-run ball game.
Changeup misses outside at 84. Foul tipped. Tomorrow, John, we'll have to come up with a Palm Beach trivia question. I can do that. Give a little love to our opposing fans who get to watch their team. Fastball for a strike at 92. It's 2-2. And only Bradenton and St. Lucie putting games on streaming. Welcome those Cardinals fans who are watching. A tapper out to Jett. Oh, a high bounce off of his glove, and that will be an error. They've been kind of bouncing high all season out there, and yeah, that I think that did take off and surprise him, but still going to be E6.
Yeah, I think we jinxed him earlier when he talked about how much better he's been doing in the field, not making any errors. And unfortunately, there he boots one in the eighth inning.
Juan Vincho is up. I did notice that before the game, as Cho lines this opposite field for a base hit. Another one for him tonight. That's his third hit, plus a walk. He didn't start last night, making up for lost time.
And he's just been terrific tonight. All three of his hits have been hard hit balls. And now the Cardinals, with a man on first and second, threatening once again.
I was going to say, I did notice that before the game, but only the bases, around the bases, was watered. So it's hard-packed and dry out there in that middle infield area. I wonder if maybe Jett didn't get a high bounce he didn't expect. Here's Darlene Moquette. He will swing through a changeup. Of course, it's a brand new field, so maybe just going through the early stages of settling. It's a great shape, though. Much better shape than it has been in years for the St. Lucie Mets. Well, this new field is really going to show itself off is when we get those massive, terrible mid-afternoon, early evening thunderstorms. Past few years, it's been tough to continue to have a game after those. But the field conditions just wouldn't drain. Brand new drainage system here at Clover Park. Fortunately, it was not tested tonight. I thought it would be.
Nope, the rain stayed away. And like you said, the only thing that'll stop a game now is just constant rain during game time. But rain beforehand should be no problem for this new surface.
two pitches fouled back. And hopefully when we do have stoppages for rain, because we will at some point, once the rain moves through, take the tarp off and go right away. Don't have to sit around and wait for the moon to come out and dry it. 1-2, swing and a miss. Slider well placed by Garcia. After the error and single, he's reported a second out and a chance to get through the top of the eighth with no damage done. This is looking like the Benito Garcia who earned that promotion to Brooklyn. Ground ball out to Vivasencio. We'll flip to Jett. That's the force out at second of Cho, and the inning is over. No runs, a hit, one error, two stranded, two scoreless innings pitched by Benito. Mid-eight, getting down to the wire here. Mets looking for the offense to come to life, trailing 8-4.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
ABBA, Dancing Queen. Philip singing along to it behind me. I hear you, Phil. Don't be ashamed. It's catchy. Oh, you can stop now. Stop now.
Don't quit your day job, though.
Junior Tillian with a mile-high pop-up. First pitch at the bottom of the eighth. Backing up and making the catch is Espinoza for the first out. Tillian. After that, drops to 1-4-3. And reached on a walk and a single. This game took about, 30 minutes to play the first inning. It was over an hour to play the first three innings, but the pitch clock seems to eventually get these things right. It's moved along nicely the past few. Yair Martinez misses a Davila changeup. And Davila, this is his third inning. Gave up a run in the sixth. Mets almost had him on the ropes. Remember how that sixth inning started? Two walks and a single. But Martinez was thrown out trying to go first to third. And the Mets, after that, made a couple of quick outs. And that was that. Julian Medina, he got his eye on the ball that time. Yeah. Oh, it hit the post. Okay. Another foul ball back towards the press box. Better in the press box than the home TV booth. 1-2 pitch and foul tipped by Martinez for strike three. Just like that, two gone in the home eighth. And Oda up. Walk, fly out, single for him. Productive night. Again, you know, we've talked about it all the time that the Mets' record is, of course, not what they want it to be. I mean, 8-26, 120th out of 120 minor league teams. But every night you can at least pick a few guys out of the lineup or on the mound that are doing a good job. There are definitely positives and bright spots to be found. It's just proves to be hard to get enough of those put together over nine innings consistently to wind up in the victor's circle.
Yeah, they just haven't been able to connect enough hits in a row to score runs. And unfortunately, tonight, they've squandered a couple big opportunities on the base paths.
Odo takes this pitch for a called strike, another one that ABS, you wouldn't guess, but computer has it as a strike. 1-2 pitch, a ground ball out to third. Curiali up with it over to first, and that is a 1-2-3 inning. That might be the first 1-2-3 inning of the night. It is for either team. We're off to the ninth on Bally Live.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right, pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
And John DeStefano.
Those of you on the front lines.
As we embark on this journey to the ninth inning. Nito Garcia going to try to give the Mets three innings out of the bullpen. Be a big lift as this pitch is a strike to the eight-hitter Espinoza. Remember, the starting pitcher for the Mets, Javier Tencio, could not get out of the first inning. That put the Mets bullpen in a difficult spot. Those guys have done well as you can expect to go over this length. Five runs, four earned. And 1-1 pitch is lined over the head of Garcia through the pie slice into center. And Hernandez on with the hit. Like I said, Espinoza, it was Hernandez. Leadoff single. And back to the top, and Rotondo is going to bat for the sixth time. It's going well for you as an offense when your leadoff hitter comes up six times in a game. Ground ball could be two. Reimer throws to second. DeVincenzo throw to first. Well, not in time. Rotondo too fast.
Yeah, that's a long turn at second. And nothing DeVincenzo could do as the ball took a long time to get there. And leadoff hitters like that, you're going to have to do a lot to get them at first.
One out, and Ida Cerny up for the sixth time as well. He's just 1-for-5. One on, one out, top nine. Pitch is a ball high. 1-0 grounded to first. Oh, Martinez with a great stop, but it's called foul. That was riding the line, and Martinez made the dive, but glove on the foul side. Good practice. Can't hurt to stop that.
Yeah, just an incredible stop that doesn't go down in the scorebooks, but, man, that's a heck of a play.
You know, a guy like Martinez, who started on the minor league side, was one of the first call-ups. This ball is roped into deep right. Dominguez makes the catch. What a play by Dominguez. That was absolutely scorched by Ida Cernia. Carlos playing very deep. That worked out well for him.
Yep. He got a great jump on the ball as well. Actually turned it into a relatively routine catch on a very well-hit ball.
Check the exit velo on that. As I was saying before Ida Cernia rudely interrupted me, is that, you know, Martinez figures to be a player who's here all season. Young guy, very raw, very curious to see his development as a fielder at first base. As this pitch is fouled away, he's extremely raw. He's got a lot to learn about the nuances of the base, playing first, when to stretch, when to start to reach, how to receive the ball, how to do the footwork part of it. But he's shown enough with the bat that he's an intriguing prospect over there at first. He's probably not going to play any other position as this ball is fouled away. So, yeah, harmless, hard ground ball foul. Takes a dive, makes a play. That's game action. That can only help him. Two pitch coming to Jaeger. We'll have to wait. The Ida Cernia lineout, 107 off the bat. So we've had three balls hit, at least three, hit over 107 miles per hour today. Two went for outs.
I think if we go back and look at Juan Bincho's last single, that one might have also been over 100.
We can do that. This ball is grounded to third. Tough play coming for Reimer. Off-balance throw. What a throw. Great play by Reimer at the hot corner. We will go to the ninth. When we come back, bottom of the ninth, we will have the trivia answer, and we'll have a look at Cho's exit velocity.
In the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Last chance for the Mets for a big rally. Last chance for the Mets. It'll be Vicencio Villalobos and Lara. And Davila's trying to go four innings to complete this game for a save. First pitch, a mile-high pop-up into shallow left field. Ida Cernia coming on, backing up, makes the play. And Lara, or rather, Vicencio, is a loud out number one. All right, the Juan Bincho, the storyline for him, the right fielder for Palm Beach, youngster, who bypassed going to the KBO, tried to make it with the majors. Starting to see why. He had a line drive single in the third inning, 111 off the bat. He doubled to deep right in the sixth. That was 107 off the bat. These are not cheap hits, and that's, I mean, that's major league talent quality contact. So got that taken care of. Now for the trivia contest. How many St. Lucie Mets from that 2019 team, how many have made it to the majors, excluding Josh Walker, who made it last night? So it's Josh Walker plus how many more? The answer is four. Well, I got right again. I made the question. I should get it right. Four.
Yep. Four former St. Lucie Mets players.
You got the list, right, John?
I certainly do.
Pitch is swung on and missed, and Villalobos is out. Mets down to one out, so we do have time to get that information out there, John.
Yep, those four players, Thomas Zapucki,
yep,
Tyler McGill, Blake Taylor, and Colin Holderman.
Colin Holderman now at the Pirates, traded for Daniel Vogelback last year. Blake Taylor won the World Series with the Astros. This ball is fouled away. Actually, I'm not sure if he played in the World Series with the Astros. I know he's with the Astros. I'm not sure if he's there anymore. Of course, Tyler McGill with the Mets. And Zapucki with the Giants. Here's a fly into center field by Lara. He's out, and the game is over. The last seven batters ended up being retired by Jose Davila. Very impressive finish for him. It's a four-inning save as Palm Beach takes game two of the series by a final of 8-4. They jumped on the Mets early again. Three runs in the first inning. Built themselves a five-run lead. Mets had an answer in the fifth, but ran themselves really out of a couple innings and ended up falling 8-4 for the Cardinals. That's 12 wins in their last 15. For the Mets, it's now seven consecutive losses. They'll need to win tomorrow to avoid tying a season-high eight-game losing streak. Mets slip further into the abyss at 8-27. Palm Beach is now 22-13, will remain at least two games ahead of Jupiter, their Roger Dean neighbor, for the FSL East Division lead. Winning pitcher, Hunter Hayes. Losing pitcher, Javier Atencio. And again, Davila, the save. We'll take a quick break. Come back on the post-game show to wrap up Palm Beach's 8-4 win over the Mets on this Wednesday night.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs. Mets Postgame Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park. Adam McDonald, John DeStefano back with you from high atop the action, fourth floor broadcasting booth, wrapping up the game number 35 of the season for the St. Lucie Mets. We're now beyond the first half of the first half. Things have not gone well for the Mets. You can point to some individual efforts, but it's another loss in the loss column as Palm Beach takes this game 8-4. So the Mets 0-2 in this series, 0-2 on the start of this crucial 12-game homestand where, you know, at least want to, they're not going to get back in the division race. That's probably a lost cause now, 14 games back. At least want to put on a good show for these fans who continue to come out and try to support this team.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's be honest, the first half of the season might be a foregone conclusion already. There's very little chance to catch the Palm Beach Cardinals, who are now 14 games in front. But that's not into all of what the players are here to do. They're here to improve, and that's something we have seen each and every one of these players do on a week-to-week basis. You can look at Yero Martinez in the field and at bat. He started the season 0-21 and then ripped off a 10-game hitting streak. Jet Williams struggled as well, and then he's coming back into form just in time. So, you know, it's easy to get down on a team like this that's been struggling mightily, but when you play the best teams in the league, your flaws are exposed. And right now, the flaws for the Mets are starting pitching both for and against. They've got to get more from their starters, and they've got to attack the opposing starting pitching more as well.
Let's roll through the highlight package. We'll start with Javier Tencio working in the first inning, and it did not go that well for him. He didn't even make it out of the inning. And you see Kiriale gets the run starting with the RBI ground out, a walk and a single from the first two batters of the game. Then Joey Lancelotti comes in, and he ends up getting the final out of the first inning. The Mets were down 3-0 before they even came to the plate. There's Jet Williams at the dish. He ripped this ball into left field at 105 off the bat, but it was just a loud line out. That would be a theme tonight. A lot of hard hit balls that went for outs. Yero Martinez with a nice play, feeding it off to Lancelotti. That was a good start to the second inning. There's Hunter Hayes. He pitched well enough. A double play there, very well turned by Hernandez and Espinosa, the second baseman and shortstop. Pretty good double play combo there. Wilfredo Lara had a big game from the leadoff spot. That was a ground rule double as it hit off that recessed billboard, the A&G concrete pool sign. He ended up going 3-for-4. Nifty pick by Espinosa at short. Robs Dominguez of a hit. And Jacob Reimer, good feel for his home ballpark. Wynn might have helped blow that ball back on the warning track. Reimer had a very good day defensively at the plate. He hits one here. That's a great play by Hernandez. Again, the duo up the middle for Palm Beach. Not much those guys didn't miss. Oda with the fly out here into deep center as Hayes ended up going 5 innings, 6 hits, and 3 runs. There's a triple into the gap by Villavicencio. He would score on a ground out. Mets would then get a third run in the inning. Dominguez coming home in the 5th inning on a wild pitch. That made it 5-3. Jet would then get a base hit. And then Reimer on a 3-0 pitch bounces into this 5-4-3 double play. And the Mets would never be closer. That was the last pitch thrown by Hayes, who ended up getting his second win of the year. There's Villavicencio, so sure-handed at short, couldn't make a play here. That could have been a double play to end the inning. Instead, 3 runs end up scoring in the top of the 6th. The Mets get a run down here. Could have been a worse inning. The Mets don't turn that run down into an out at home. There's Reimer. Great play to Martinez. Again, Reimer did terrific work at the hot corner today. Good stretches by Martinez out at first base. He seems to be finding himself out there. Jet Williams, or rather Oda, with the stolen base here. He's looking like a strong base runner. He's got a handful of steals for the Mets. Benito Garcia, what can you say about him as he overcame this error by Williams on the high bounce? But Benito, 3 scoreless innings out of the bullpen to finish the game. Crucial work going forward in the series, saving the Mets 1, maybe 2 more bullpen arms tonight, as the bullpen had to log an 8 1/3 innings. So another good play by Reimer, although the Mets cannot quite turn the double play there. Garcia with this bouncer. This might be the play of the night for Reimer. The off-balance throw, perfect. And that concludes the highlight package for tonight's game. Welcome back to the broadcast booth one last time. We'll turn this way, John, make this easy for everybody. All right, so the Mets 0-2 against Palm Beach. Palm Beach looks really good. We knew they were good. This is basically the same team that Palm Beach rolled out last year in the second half and beat up on the Mets pretty good, although the Mets did get them in the playoffs. So with that, just turn the page to tomorrow. There you go.
Mets still have a chance to split the series if they can get things together over the next couple of days. And again, these are the teams you have to play. This is the class of the East Division right now, and you want to test yourself against the best. And right now, the best are the Cardinals.
Well, that's going to do it for this game tonight and this broadcast and this post-game show. Once again, your final from Clover Park, Palm Beach Cardinals 8, the St. Lucie Mets 4. The two teams will do it again at 6:10 tomorrow. Airtime on Bally Live will be at 6 o'clock sharp. For John DeStefano, I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Wednesday night. We hope all of you out there watching on Bally Live have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.